Coverage of local sports on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottling, Evenson Electronics, CCM Health, Dawson Truck Parts, Boris Crop Insurance, Federated Telephone Company, Midwest Power Sports, Rural Solutions Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Myers Electric and Infrared, Ridgeview Seeds, Cockleman Construction, Helgen Insurance Agency, Guestwine Motors Millbank, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Minneota Building Center, Cargill, Northern Plains Tiling, United Prairie Bank, Clemens Electric, Dr. Tom Hansen, Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Heartland Eye Clinic, One Implement Company, A&B Auto, B. Johnson Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Sports coverage brought to you by Prairie Brand Seeds, Midwest Truck Parts, Madison Welding and Repair, Culligan, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Healthcare Services, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Whitnable Construction, Appleton Building Center, Old National Bank, Madison, Toffee Auto and Sales, Yellow Medicine County 4-H, Peterson Team Realty, Madison Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Rise Nursery and Tree Service Supporter, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Summerford Construction and Gravel Danvers, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Processing Incorporated, Steve Haas, Madison Chiropractic, Pioneer Hybrid International, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Services, Kluver Law Office, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Ludvigson Tiling, Jubilee Foods, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water. Sports brought to you by Lack Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, State Bank of Taunton, Wodzinski for House, Chris Wodzinski, State Representative, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Area Health, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Dental Clinic, Swenson, Nelson & Stilts Attorneys, and Ortonville Area Health Services.
Paul Ramel here out at the Appleton Golf Course for our first cross-country meet of the season on a beautiful day. And joining me is Lock Carl Valley Dawson Boyd head coach John Sherb. John, you got a lot of help here today organizing it.
All we need to do is have the change with the rules and everything else, trying to make it as best we can for the kids. So a lot of things to look at.
Yep. A little different with the COVID-19 going on.
Yeah, it is. You know, with small meets, three teams, you know, spacing, you know, it's a lot of things we're trying to get it right best we can, and just working it that way.
All right, how many teams are here today?
There'll be three teams. We're one of the first three at 4 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, we'll have two more come in. We'll have Princeburg and Central and RTR come in. So, okay. And so get a chance to use the course. So at least get five teams, so everybody gets a race that week.
Okay. So. All right. Tell us who's running for Lock Barrel Valley Dawson Boyd this year. Who's running today?
On the varsity team, I may have to look. I said Zeke Sather. You know, has been in the varsity role for a long time. He's a senior in there. Hunter Martinson. Caden Allpress, Peyton Starroot, Darius Fenske, Caleb Johnson, and Evan Hagelin, and it should be eight. And I think I can see Mason Bramer. Mason Bramer has okay. been coming off an injury there, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him how he's ready today or not. Okay. So we could have eight on varsity there.
Okay, and just for our listeners that don't understand cross country, how's the scoring goal?
Scoring, you know, your top five runners will score. Mm-hmm. And then basically your six and seven are going to be pushers. Since we have 25 kids or less, so we're going to have each team's going to get eight teams on varsity. So, but you know, the eighth man won't count towards his team scoring or push anybody back. But it's a race to run 5K.
Okay. All right. How about the girls?
The girls, we've got Annika Fernals, Taylor Shelsted, Josie Sherb, Rachel Lund, Alex Stitt, Ella Johnson. I always screw up. I just call her Miss Hast at all because it's Iona.
I have trouble with that too.
And then Maya Conroy would be our eighth. Would be our eight girls right there. So. Not a young, inexperienced, but this is just a good start where we're at.
Yeah, actually a number of good seniors on the team.
Yes, we had a big senior class. I think we're at, 13 seniors, which is, we've always had 10, 9, but 13 is a big number to work with.
Okay. And the other teams, do you know anything about them?
Don't know TMB? From last year. We just don't, you know, TMB we saw last year, and same thing with Border West, those only ones. We haven't seen them. We only see, you know, Border West, we see them at the conference meet, pretty much what we see there. And then same thing, TMB, we'll see them at conference or sections.
Okay. All right. So you three teams will run, and everybody's going to clear out of here, and we got another group coming in.
Yep, they'll clear out, and then two new teams come in, get them set to start six, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, good luck at the Appleton Golf Course here today, John, and we'll talk to you after the meet and interview some of the kids.
Sounds good. Thank you. For doing this.
Yep. John Sherb, head coach of the Lock Barrel Valley Dawson Boyd cross country team. And we'll get to the start of the race here in a minute. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
And let's head over to the Appleton Golf Course and say good afternoon once again to Paul Ramo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, beautiful Thursday afternoon here for cross country. Hope you enjoyed the interview with head coach John Sherb at Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd. A lot of people. Usually there's a couple hundred people here during the cross-country meet, but because of COVID-19, just basically parents and a few workers, and there's only three teams here for the 4 o'clock run. Of course, as John had mentioned, Tracy Milroy Ballatin and Border West, and yeah, it feels good to be broadcasting high school sports once again, live. My last broadcast was back in early March when I was at Williams Arena, broadcasting the state girls basketball tournament with the Mineota Vikings. And, well, we got one state game in, but then when the COVID hit and it was canceled on the next Friday, and we've been idle ever since, so... yeah, good to be back broadcasting high school sports. What's going to happen now? The 7th and 8th grade junior high boys and girls, they're just wrapping up their run here at the Appleton Golf Course. The 7th grade boys started out first, and then the girls. Mostly Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd athletes, junior highs were running. Now we're going to start the varsity boys race. And I can see them from the start line. I should mention that I am broadcasting Facebook Live on the KLQP sports page. Not a very good view of it because of COVID. I've been put in a specific spot to broadcast from, far away from the finish line. But where I'm situated, most of the kids will be running right by me here. For Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd running. Senior Zeke Sather. Zeke had a fantastic cross-country meet or season last year for Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd. And then Hunter Martinson. Hunter is also a senior, followed by junior Caden Allpress, Peyton Sterrud. A lot of experience here on the boys' side, that's for sure. Peyton Sterrud, a junior, Darius Fenske, Caleb Johnson, and Evan Hagelin. And I'm not quite sure if Mason Bramer is going to run. I don't see him at the start right now, but he's recovering from an injury, I understand, as Coach Sherb had mentioned. But those are the boys that are up on the start line right now with Tracy Milroy Ballatin boys and the Border West cross-country team. Of course, Border West is a combination of Clinton, Graceville, Beardsley, and Wheaton. So they're here. Brittany Erickson is their coach. Brittany's been the coach for Border West since 2012, and I believe we're going to be visiting with Brittany after the runs here. So as I mentioned, Principal Sawatsky is the lead cart. Coach Sherb is out there explaining the rules right now for the boys' race. And we usually come in around 20 minutes, 17 to 22 minutes, to run a 3-mile run. And Ed Hagelin's standing next to me. You might as well put a headset on, Ed, for a minute. I'm going to put you to work, Ed.
Great.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're about ready to go here, huh?
Yeah, it looks like the gun's up.
And your son Evan's out there?
Yeah, he was in football last year and was going to do football again this year, but because of the changes made in State High School League, he decided to give this a whirl and get in shape.
Yeah, any other football players or any other that you know of that went out for cross country?
Not that I know of. There's some volleyball players, but I'm not sure. First meet, I don't know some of the names.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a little different with COVID. Looks like they're at the start line, the boys here. They're getting ready here.
Well, they were all crouched and ready, and then they kind of called them up again. But
the gun looks like misfired.
Okay.
Yeah, Coach Sherb is running over to, I think that's David Thompson.
Yeah.
The starter pistol didn't go off.
Misfired.
That's happened before.
Add a little extra nerves to the kids usually when that happens.
Looking for a good season this year for the boys cross-country team, huh?
I think so. They lost some real key runners, but they've got some real good experience back and some newcomers, and so I think they're pretty voted. Here they go. They're off.
They're off, and here comes the lead cart, Principal Sawatsky. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll see him run right at us here. And Zeke Sather looks like he's jumped out to the lead here. In front of the pack, a good 25 boys. That's all that can run. There's Zeke Sather leading things. A couple Tracy Milroy Bells is 2, 3, and 4. And there you go.
Yep, Zeke. And like you said, there's Tracy Milroy Ballatin. And then we've got a real pack of the rest of our Black Apparel guys. And then Border West is in there as well, mixed in.
All right. You going to run along and follow your son there?
I don't think so. Early in the season, I'm not in shape yet either.
All right. So the boys are on the course. It'll be about 15, 20 minutes, and then the girls will start after that. And I tell you what, we'll just turn it back to you at the studio, Maynard, for 15 minutes or so, and then we'll come back with the finish and interview some of the guys.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193. Also brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75 in Madison. Talk to Mike Erickson for new or used cars. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson and Madison. See them soon.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
Also brought to you by Lawn Care Plus. Do you need trees removed, trees trimmed, stump grinding, emergency work, right-of-way clearing, landscaping, or skid steer service? Give Justin Ahrens a call of Lawn Care Plus at 507-476-2164. Lawn and tree service, licensed and insured. That's 507-476-2164. Lawn Care Plus of Canby. Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. For complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs, work with all insurance companies, same-day service, they come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson. Offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds. You're listening to KLQP Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to us by the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.